1.5 kg refill pack designed to fill your bucket and save you big. Same powerful claim, now with more value. Grab your 1.5 kg refill, top it up, and keep the fresh going. Aloha, say hello to fresh. On Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Governance expert warns of high taxes threaten local businesses and jobs. Nutlo disowns Lusaka Business and Technical College work stoppage. Major shakeup in Madagascar's military.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. Governance expert Sein Shobanda has expressed concern that the higher tax burden on local companies is stifling business growth and could lead to job losses in the country. This follows the closure of some betting companies, including Betway, which recently announced its temporary exit from the Zambian market, citing the implementation of the 10% excise duty as a key factor. In a statement, Betway said the new tax measure had created an environment that is no longer fair or sustainable for both customers and the business. Mr. Banda notes that while the government's goal of achieving 80% domestic revenue mobilization is commendable, the current tax regime is disproportionately affecting small and medium enterprise. He has urged the government to consider extending tax reliefs to local businesses similar to those granted to mining firms, warning that failure to do so could result in more company closures and job losses.
Ensure that actually the government and the people benefit, but just to the contrary. But if you look at such companies like what you just mentioned, is that actually because there's high level of unemployment, okay, and a lot of youths find themselves actually who are using the services of the of that company. And one is that it kept them out of the streets to be, they could have been involved in other vices, thieving and all that. But because of that company, they were able to be kept busy. And not only that, it employed a lot of people in terms of the youth. Also, that in itself, again, will have an adverse effect.
The Continental Leadership Research Institute has called for the establishment of a transparent and accountable mechanism to monitor democracy and human rights progress in Zambia ahead of the upcoming election. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, CLRI Executive Director Mundia Hagwala says sustaining democratic governance requires more than just holding free and fair elections. It also demands strong accountability systems that safeguard human dignity, equality, and the rule of law. Mr. Hagwala has emphasized the importance of creating an independent, inclusive, and multi-sectoral observation framework involving civil society organizations, academia, faith-based group, and international partners to ensure transparency throughout all phases of the electoral process. He has further proposed the development of a national human rights and democracy index to track key indicators such as freedom of expression, gender participation, and the protection of political and civil liberties.
First, this is an important task that is urgent for Zambia to establish a comprehensive and transparent mechanism that will effectively monitor the progress in strengthening our democracy and human rights. As the nation approaches the upcoming elections, sustaining democratic governance requires not only free and fair elections, but also robust accountability systems that uphold human dignity, equality, and also the respect for the rule of law. Therefore, CRI calls for establishment of an independent, inclusive, and multi-sector electoral observation framework.
The National Union for Technical Lecturers and Allied Workers, NUTILO, has disowned a work stoppage by lecturers at the Lusaka Business and Technical College, saying it did not have the blessings of the labor movement at the national level. Lecturers and allied workers at the college initiated the stoppage, citing poor working conditions and the lack of salary increments. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, NUTILO President Emmanuel Mwila says his office was notified on Friday of the branch union's intentions to strike, but he had advised against it. Mr. Mwila has described the action by LBTC staff as illegal, noting that the Labour Commissioner and the Emoluments Commission were already addressing the matter.
What I can say is that they notified my office on Friday, on the Friday 10th, and I think the same day I responded to them affirmatively to say engagements were not exhausted administratively, and the sitting in was not blessed and could not be supported by national office, because the issues they are bringing were settled by the Office of the Labour Commissioner. We had a tripartite meeting between or among the national office, the branch executive, management, and it was chaired by the Labour Commissioner, who guided correctly and exactly the process of what they are demanding. So we find their demands very unreasonable.
The National Association for Smallholder Farmers has raised concern over persistent delays in payments to farmers across the country, urging the government and relevant agencies to find immediate solutions. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, NASIF Executive Director Frank Kayula says the problem is not with the payment method itself, but rather the lack of funds from the government to set outstanding obligations to farmers. Dr. Kayula has proposed that the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, engages with partners in the fertilizer industry to provide farmers who have not yet received their payments with fertilizer in preparation for the upcoming farming season. He adds that many farmers still have their produce stored with FRA and remain unpaid, a situation that requires urgent and innovative solutions to prevent disruptions to agricultural productivity and livelihoods.
But I think the challenge they have is lack of finance. They don't have money to pay the farmers. And that's why we are appealing to government that they do the export quickly, raise some of that money, let FRA pay the farmers. Because what will come out of non-paying payments to the farmers will be much more disastrous. Because number one, some farmers still keeping the product, the labor especially, hoping that FRA will create space and will buy from them again. The FRA offers a very good price. And unfortunately, that means they remain with the farmers and they remain with no money and they will not be able to buy input for this season. Those that are supplied to FRA who have not been paid, they will not be able to buy input.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Brian Chanda has emphasized the importance of ensuring that Zambians are at the center of every investment, saying this approach will drive sustainable economic growth and long-term national development. Mr. Chanda says Zambia must begin developing initiatives that promote economic independence rather than continuing to rely heavily on external debt for growth. He has observed that both Zambia and Africa as a whole need to shift towards the trajectory of self-reliance, noting that foreign lenders continue to profit significantly from developing nations through interest payments and debt servicing. Mr. Chanda has explained that such dependency undermines local empowerment and stifles innovation, adding that meaningful progress can only be achieved when the local participation and ownership are placed at the core of national investment strategies.